there's a voice that keeps on calling me.
The Playlist.
We're on a mission from God.
Champions, and welcome along to this week's edition of The Playlist. That was The Foundations. I'm Darren, and this is Aretha Franklin and the Eurythmics.
Time.
Gentlemen, this is
the playlist.
You can never know what it's like. Your blood like winter freezes just like ice. And there's a cold and lonely light that shines from you. You wind up like the wreck you hide behind that mask you use. And did you think this fool could never win? Well, look at me, I'm coming back again. I got a taste of love in a simple way. And if you need to know while I'm still standing, you just fade away. Don't you know I'm still standing better than I ever did? Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. And I'm still standing after all this time, picking up the pieces. Made were meant to cut me down. And if my love was just a circus, you'd be a clown by now. No, I'm still standing better than I ever did. Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. I'm still standing after all this time, picking up the pieces of my life without you on my mind. I'm still standing.
Still standing. Hello. That was Elton John. I'm still standing. Or is it, I'm still sanding? Yes, thank you very much to Real Ale Rocks for that suggestion. Ahead of that was Aretha Franklin and the Eurythmics, Sisters Are Doing It For Themselves. And I've forgotten who suggested that because I haven't put the thing on yet. So I'll put the thing on in a minute and then I'll back announce all the tracks I've played so far. We opened up this week with The Foundations' Build Me Up Buttercup. For this week's theme, for every week there must be a theme. This week's theme here on the playlist is a guest theme from Mr. David Bott of the North. And it is DIY, hence the bed that I'm currently talking over. Which I've not heard since probably about 1997. This is the theme to Home Improvement, obviously. Anyway, I hope you're all energized and ready to go after those three absolute bangers of tunes to start with, because I'm about to change the vibe significantly. This is a song about Davy Bott in his shed doing DIY.
What's he building in there? What the hell is he building in there? He has subscriptions to those magazines. He never waves when he goes by. He's hiding something from the rest of us. He's all to himself. I think I know why. He took down the tire swing from the pepper tree He has no children of his own, you see. He has no dog. He has no friends. And his lawn is dying. What about all those packages he sends? What's he building in there? That hook light on the stairs. What's he building in there? I'll tell you one thing, he's not building a playhouse for the children. What's he building in there? And what's that sound from underneath the door? He's pounding nails into a hardwood floor. And I swear to God, I heard someone moaning low. And I keep seeing the blue light of a TV show. He has a router and a table saw. And you won't believe what Mr. Stitches saw. There's poison underneath the sink, of course. But there's also enough formaldehyde to choke a horse. What's he building in there? What the hell is he building in there? I heard he has an ex-wife in some place called Mayor's Income, Tennessee. And he used to have a consulting business in Indonesia. But what's he building in there? He has no friends, but he gets a lot of mail. I'll bet he spent a little time in jail. I heard he was up on the roof last night signaling with a flashlight. And what's that tune he's always whistling? What's he building in there? What's he building in there? We have a right to know.
Be sincere. I'm crazy. Don't do it. be sincere. Be sincere.
By MJ Cole, as suggested by Cara. But what's that got to do with DIY, I hear you cry in unison? Well, it's garage, according to Cara, and a whole bunch of DIY happens in garages. There you go, perfect, no notes. Doesn't quite beat I'm Still Sanding by Elton John, that did make me laugh, as suggested by Real Ale Rocks. But ahead of MJ Cole was, of course, the glorious Tom Waits. What's he building? What's he building? That was terrible, and I apologise. 1999 that came out. That was on Mule Variations, which, if you've never heard the album, is possibly... Well, it is probably my favourite Tom Waits album. I really love the first couple, the crooning Barfly era. But that's his more accessible Barking Lunatic era, and I really like Mule Variations. You should check it out. It's a very good album. And it's not all like that. Some of it actually has a tune. So we opened up this week with The Foundations' Build Me Up Buttercup, as suggested by Floating Onion. And then it was Aretha Franklin and the Eurythmics. Sisters are doing it for themselves. What it is was never clarified, but I'll leave it to you to figure that one out. That was suggested by Lulu Hell. The Tom Waits track was suggested by Pete and Toothfish, so thank you very much to the pair of you. I'm fairly sure there were more people chimed in on that one, but those were the two that actually suggested it. Right, so this is the playlist. I'm Darren, and our theme this week, as previously said, is a guest theme, guested by Davybot, who, annoyingly, this week is not actually in the shed. He's waiting for the police to come round to arrest him on grounds of being just too damn fine. But the theme is DIY, so all the tunes this week are about doing it to yourself, for yourself, doing it yourself, yes. Including this next one, sort of, suggested by Dr. Caitlin Swisler, which is Chuckademus and, well, pliers.
Oh, yeah. Oh, darling. Just floating like a butterfly, so charming.
Baby girl.
She recognized the man in me.
Number one of the world.
There's something in her eyes like a spell getting me hypnotized. Oh Lord. She gave me one smile, two smile, three smile. She got me going wild.
Worth more than diamonds and
so
pearls.
So baby, don't change your style.
Sweet honey.
Fire in my soul.
Woman, tease me till me lose control. Woman, you
With our own two hands, the embers him multiply like a hundred eyes, amen, at the words in your breath, and then the flies break the flesh and go into your chest.
With Divine Hammer, as suggested by Kieran Ferry. So thank you very much, Kieran, for that suggestion. Hammer, you see, fits in with the DIY theme. There you go. Ahead of that was Hey Rosetta! It's got an exclamation mark at the end of it, you see. That was Bricks, and that was suggested by Giflian. Thank you very much, Giflian. Ahead of that was Chuckademus and Pliers. Pliers, you see, with Tease Me. That was from 1993. In my head, that song sounded a lot better. Not that it sounded bad, it's just like, in my head it sounded like more like a pop song. And so when I listened to the version that I downloaded, which is the version I just played, I thought to myself, has it gone and downloaded another weird version again? My little script, my little bot downloads it. So I went and listened to the actual version of it. Nope, that was the actual version of it. So yeah, turns out in 1993 we'd buy any old nonsense. So there you go. This is The Playlist. I am Darren, and our theme this week is, of course, DIY. Now, it has been, I checked, 3 weeks since we last played this artist, and I think that's 3 weeks too long. As suggested by me, JC, and Arakin, and I think it was Arakin that suggested this bed, actually, yeah. Where is it? Yep, Arakin is in fact in my bed right now. But anyway, yes, as suggested by me, JC, and Arakin, this is Weird Al Yankovic. You're going to get my new ident again, and you're going to enjoy it again.
To know who made us what we are today. A bus is keeper. comrade. He takes his vodka straight. He's been our fearless leader since 1958. If we can follow all of the instructions he will give, then all the world will have the little bitch to build a better way to live.
IKEA!
Our CEO's a legendary Viking entrepreneur.
IKEA!
We're conquering the world with our self-assembly flatback furniture.
The
Playlist
has always been celebrated for its excellence.
We'll be right back.
tune was mad. Thank you very much, The Plague Doc, for that one. You don't get enough people pronouncing the R in Ironmonger, do you? No, I think we should make that a thing. Yes, I'm going to make an Iron happen. When I was an apprentice welder, we had a lecturer who pronounced it Iron, and it was always very funny. But we were stupid kids, but I think he was onto something. Yes, that was Nano War of Steel, not Nano War. Your Nana isn't in a metal band. No, Nano War of Steel, Ironmonger, brackets, the copier of the Seven Keys, which, yes, that had the riff from Baker Street, Jerry Rafferty's Baker Street. And I'm almost certain that ended on the theme tune to Baywatch. That's why I was confused. I was like, I just had my YouTube app open in another screen, and I was like, is that still on? Is that, what's going on there? Anyway, this is The Playlist. I'm Darren, and I am perpetually confused. Our theme this week is DIY, and I think we're doing it well, quite frankly, and that's thanks to all of you for your suggestions. Ahead of Nano War of Steel, we had Mitch, Ben and the Distractions with IKEA, suggested by Andy Fish. That went down very well in the chat. And then ahead of that, we had Weird Al Yankovic with Hardware Store from 2003's Poodle Hat, which is an excellent name for an album, quite frankly. That was suggested by Me, JC and Arakin. So thank you very much to the pair of you for that. And thank you to Tim Allen for making his noise in the background. Thank you to Arakin for suggesting that Tim Allen make his noise in the background. Arakin is, of course, currently in my bed. I do have another bed for the second hour, so yes, Tim, you only get 11 more minutes worth of show to make your noise. I'm going to play some more music, though. This one was suggested by DDDZ, Mr. Dodds himself. This is the Black Keys with Tighten Up. You know, on account of you tightening up screws and whatnot when you're doing... Anyway, yeah.
Oh, Are you ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Captain!
I can't hear you!
Aye, aye, Captain!
Oh! Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
The Playlist.
Take me out. Take me home. Take me anywhere. I walked 100 miles so I could give a dog a bone. I'm alright. I don't mind. I'm just running into something bigger than something that I left behind. Oh my darling, oh my darling, oh my darling, Clementine. Turn the water, turn the water, turn the water into holy water.
Wasn't that lovely? That was Meg Washington with Clementine. I believe that Mr. Andrew D suggested that track on the basis that it was self-recorded. There's a couple of tracks in the show this week that were suggested for the same reason, and that's just it's a good a reason as any to suggest a song for the theme of DIY. That was really nice. Thank you very much, Andrew, for that suggestion. This next one, suggested by Alice McAlice Pants, is Death Cab for Cutie.
Please forgive me these nights, my head is full of stars, of constellations retreating away from where we are, and I fear I'll soon be wishing on an empty sky. I've got this anguish, no, we'll never be satisfied. It's always hungry, so I feed it and have the nerve to wonder why it keeps growing and throwing tantrums just like a child. And all I need defenses. You claimed I built a wall, that I'd obstructed all your exits. As if my aim all along was to keep you somewhere you no longer wish to be. And all I need is for you to be kind, but it seems it's rarely worth your time. All I need is for you to be kind, but it seems
almost forgot. I'm also gonna need you to go ahead and
listen to the playlist.
charge, eating a
playlist,
a succulent Chinese
playlist.
We'll be right back.
completely new to me as well. It's a part of the reason that I love doing this show. I get to hear new music from, let me just check my notes, 2016. New music from 10 years ago. Booyah, right on the cutting edge here at the playlist. That was Ghost with Square Hammer. Not only is it named after a tool you use for DIY, but it also they kept talking about, have you got a level so that you can put your pictures up straight? Wonderful. Ghost there, properly repping for DIY. Ahead of that was Big Black with Grinder. That's solid, isn't it? Grinder. I do happen to have a grinder, but you know, in my defence, I am a lapsed welder. That was suggested by Sod's lawyer. Ahead of the top of the hour was Death Cab for Cutie. So, a little bit of mea culpa. The track you heard was full of stars. I'm willing to keep it in because there's talking there about rebuilding a fence and so on and so forth. But it's from the album I Built You a Tower. And Alice McAlice Pants suggested I Built You a Tower by Death Cab for Cutie. So my script, my downloading script got a little confused, I think, and downloaded the wrong song, and I just didn't notice it. So I do apologise, Alice. Next week I'll let you have two suggestions, perhaps. But whatever, I really enjoyed that Death Cab tune, it was nice. So thank me very much for suggesting it. This is the playlist, unfortunately, and I'm sad to say that I am, of course, Darren. The theme this week is DIY, as suggested by Davey Bot, so thank you very much, Davey, for your guest suggestion this week. We will crack on with the tunes. Unfortunately for White Wolf, I wasn't able to find any Nick Knowles tunes. I tried, you know, I scoured the internet looking for Nick Knowles tunes, couldn't find any. It's a shame, but what can you do? I guess they all got memory hold. So, instead, you get Half Man, Half Biscuit, Tommy Walsh's Eco House.
Have you seen Tommy Walsh's Eco House? I'm at the mercy of the local scold. She knows, I know she knows about the puppy on the night dart. I should have listened to Pop Tart Mark and had the head dissolved in acid by a Belgian clean-up team. I've taken 90 bison all. I've had a belly full of Tommy Walsh's Eco House. A tasket, a parsley with a basket. Behold Hermione, little Miss Poundbury. I used to hanker after her when days were merrier. Before the ground floor flat West Highland Terrier, Kathleen Ferrier. Tickets in the post, all them Lib Dems. Dundon to Cropperty, Tories to Cornbury. As for me, I'll take the TGV to Zurich, jump off the roof of Dignitas and leave a note saying, here lies the bloke, the only bloke in half a head who wasn't at the lesser free trade hall. Y'all think on while you're capturing the zeitgeist, the widening the motorway.
Playlist.
You can't handle
the playlist.
a lot of drone at the end of this. It's good though. It's pleasing. And I'll play all of it. And that was all of it. That was Cassio Tone for The Painfully Alone with, right now, let's take a deep breath. A normal suburban lifestyle is a near impossibility once you've fallen in love with an international spy. And I think it's fair to say that that is one of the ones that falls under the did-it-themselves category. That was Cassio Tone for The Painfully Alone. Not the first time I've played them on this show. Almost certain I played... there was one, the Christmas show back in 2024, something about a salesman from some, yeah, but it also suggested by Rollo, so thank you very much, Rollo. That was really interesting stuff. I liked that. I'm going to listen to more Cassio Tone for The Painfully Alone. That was from 1999. Ahead of that was Half Man, Half Biscuit with Tommy Walsh's Eco House. If you are not British and have never lived in Britain, does that song make any sense to you at all? I mean, it's fair to say that Half Man, Half Biscuit quite often don't make sense to people outside Britain, I'm sure. But that one in particular seems to be very laser-focused on the British. So thank you very much to White Wolf for that suggestion. Right, well, let's play some more tunes. This next one was suggested by both Ben Gray and by Gream. And it's not the first time I've played this song on this show. And it almost certainly won't be the last because it's a gorgeous piece of music. And I know that White Wolf's going to flip for this one as well. So just sit back for the next 4.5 minutes and enjoy the House Martins as they build.
Yeah. should sign new recruits. It's bad.
Nene Cherry here, listening to the playlist with my brother Eagle Eye. I'm doing the Buffalo Stance and everything.
I'm fixing a hole where the rain gets in and stops my mind from wandering where it will. I'm filling the cracks that ran through the door and kept my mind from wandering where it will go. important yesterday, and I still go.
The Beatles, Fixing a Hole, as suggested by, oh, hang on a second, a fresh Jeffrey here on the playlist. Thank you very much to Baz. Splendid stuff. You get the clap, Baz. Everybody does. No exceptions. New bed, by the way. I mean, it's been a new bed for the last 26 minutes. This one is Steve Reich with music for mallet instruments, voices and organ. A voice is a tool, I suppose, and so is an organ. A big tool, a massive tool, you could say, but mallet, obviously. So thank you very much to Kieran for the suggestion of this piece. I don't believe he suggested it as a bed, but it is 17 minutes long. So, probably wasn't going to get into the main running order, but you know, there we go. You don't ask, you don't get, I suppose. Where are we at? Ahead of the Beatles was Billy Bragg, Handyman Blues. That was a gorgeous tune, and a lovely video. If you've never seen the video to that, it's from Tooth and Nail, the Tooth and Nail album from 2013. And the video, directed by Johnny Vegas, features Johnny Vegas, Billy Bragg, obviously, Stuart Lee, the actor Kevin Eldon, Phil Jupiter, Samuel West, Neil Morrissey, Bob the Builder, Ricky Grover, and Ross Noble. I hadn't thought of Ross Noble in years when I saw that. I was like, oh wow, I used to love his stuff. Whatever happened to Ross Noble? Anyway, yeah, so thank you very much to Swisslet for suggesting that Billy Bragg tune. And it makes me glad that I didn't pick the Billy Bragg tune that was suggested last week, because then I wouldn't have been able to play that one. So yay! And ahead of that was the House Martins with Build, as suggested by Ben Gray and Gream, which today I learned that that's not Paul Weller on backing vocals. It's another one of the members of the band. But it does sound like Paul Weller. Anyway, I'm going to play some more music because I'm now running about 3 minutes over, apparently. This one, suggested by Mrs. Dodds, who one day I will learn her name. This is Mark Ronson with Bang Bang Bang, because, you know, that's what a hammer do.
Thank you. never gonna believe in the stories that you're weaving. We're believing in the proof, we're believing in the truth, we're believing in each other, not you, you, you.
Tis no man, tis a remorseless eating machine. Arr.
What did I tell niggas? What the fuck did I tell niggas? Did I not tell niggas? What did I tell niggas? I told y'all niggas this deal was coming through. I told y'all we gonna get fucked up. I'm telling you, fuck out of here. Fuck everything else we got here. Fuck the college shit, keep all that shit behind. We the fuck out. Get the fuck out. Don't even pack a bag. Let's just the fuck out of here now. Get the money, let's go.
Yeah, no longer throwing back them burgers from out of Mickey's Arches. Pricey seafood with all my starches. And even when it's cloudy, I got some sunshine for the pocket. Smash the Mazda, so for my bro, the Range Rover I copped it. See, we done got plans to see a different landscape in his life. Save the diet from when I'm dead and gone, I'm trying to eat cake in this life. Put on airs and walk through the mall till we can't walk through the mall. Four floors and put my fam up in it all.
Looks like you made it.
I'm gonna find my chance again.
Looks like you made it.
And steal this ride.
Looks like you made it.
I'm gonna sort my times again.
Looks like you made it.
Feeling good, seeking things, and hold my wins in
line. Looks like you made it.
Add it to the list to assist them rappers. Spit live bars. Down with them constellations, we stay in nothing less than 5 stars. Yes, won't even feel stressed at the poker game when I blow money.
Now we out here claiming,
like Marlon and Damon, more money, more money.
And I'ma get a fatty each night, make you say daddy each night.
Stay reach for the stars, stretching my arms, trying to get my reach right.
The whole team plays, we cop haze out of mayonnaise jars.
And boutiques going shopping like there's no tomorrow. Party, make the life of the party last long.
Like
spilling drinks everywhere, got them like.
Take it,
check it out. And it feels good, putting money back in my city.
Like
little shorty now feeling inspired, like the little train that could. So chitty chitty.
Bang, bang.
Executive plush, the back of the bus, putting work in the streets.
Like
and mama can sleep and get them 8 hours off her feet. Fuck grams, I'm trying to hold fans, I don't even know yet. A whole lot of chances and checks we're trying to go get.
Looks like you made it.
I'm gonna find my chance again.
Looks like you made it.
And steal this ride.
Looks like you made it.
I'm gonna sort my times again.
Looks like you made it.
Feeling good, seeking things, and hold my wins in line.
Looks like you made it.
Looks like you made it.
Thing happen. We built the thing. We made that table. That's a song about De La Soul building a table. Not a kit from IKEA, no. They went out and they cut a tree down. The talented chaps are De La Soul. Thank you to Davey Bot for the suggestion of that tune. That's really nice. And thank you, of course, to Davey Bot for the suggestion of this week's theme, which is, of course, DIY. Ahead of that was Mark Ronson and The Business International featuring MNDR, Minder, George Cole himself. Now, it wouldn't be George Cole, would it? It would be your other man there, whose name escapes me completely. God, I shouldn't open my mouth without thinking, should I? Dennis Waterman, that's the one. That was Mark Ronson and The Business International featuring MNDR. That was Bang Bang Bang, as suggested by Mrs. Dodds. Dear, some Minder references here, you know, really keeping it with the kids. I watched Minder recently and it was very funny, actually. Very of its age, very, very of its time, but funny nonetheless. So let's play some more music, I suppose. Shut up, Darren, play some more tunes. This next one was suggested by Rachel for an entirely different reason to why I thought she'd suggested it. Let's see if you know why she suggested it. This is Lou Bega with Mambo Number 5.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mambo Number 5. Store around the corner. The boys say they want some gin and juice, but I really don't wanna be a buzz like I had last week. I must stay deep, cause talk is cheap. I like Angela, Pamela, Sandra, and Rita. And as I continue, you know they're getting sweeter. So what can I do? I really bag you, my lord. To me, flirting is just like a sport. Anything fly, it's all good. Let me jump in, please sing in the trumpet. A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side. A little bit of Rita's all I need. A little bit of Tina's what I see. A little bit of Sandra in the sun. A little bit of Mary all night long. A little bit of Jessica, here I am. A little bit of you makes me your man. Jump up and down and move it all around. Shake your head to the sound, put your hands on the ground. Take one step left and one step right. One to the front and one to the side. Clap your hands once and clap your hands twice. And if it looks like this, then you're doing it. A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side. A little bit of Rita's all I need. A little bit of Tina's what I see. A little bit of Sandra in the sun. A little bit of Mary all night long. A little bit of Jessica, here I am. A little bit of you makes me your man.
Ah!
A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side. A little bit of Rita's all I need. A little bit of Tina's what I see. A little bit of Sandra in the sun. A little bit of Mary all night long. A little bit of Jessica, here I am. A little bit of you makes me your man. Mambo number 5.
Guess what? I got a fever, and the only prescription is the playlist.
The one they call Baby Huey, the one that gets all the buddy.
All the buddy.
Yeah, that's right.
A fat funky fruit with a whole lot of tang. A little something called doing our own thing. Breaking the beat, others wish they broke. Baseline so dope that you just might choke. Don't bite on something that you can't chew. And don't trail behind when I'm coming through. Fronting the feel that you really can't feel. Cause you're trying to feel what's on my reel to reel.
A tree is growing. Can't you see what I see? A ripe new fruit to boot. We count to 10 before we pass the coots. Now that's family, equipped with the brothers and the sisters and the sisters and the brothers and all the others with the funky flares, the bugged out hairs. It's the life of Riley. I'm really ready, gazing at the Gallifield rap. The cool June bugs, the wicks, the wax. Praise the rhythms for what it be, and praise the Lord for the JBs.
Cut your hand and the blood is red instead of sellout green. This is not music for an R&B mind. This is flower intertwined with a vine.
In other words, this is rough.
You see what I mean, or see what Grandpa Bam saw? The funk we transmit is unstable. One condition if I am able to say.
Yes, you may.
Well, hey, let's get on with it. Vocal confetti is thrown, sometimes spit it out the vents of hecklers and fans. Either which way, they all hop on the band. The band, the band. Here comes the band, a tribe of fingers all on one hand. Me, myself, and I is dark. Moni Love, the mouthpiece is now yours to spark.
Sister Moni, the only one here who missed the plane back to London. Resided with my brothers and I learned a lot from them. About the groove, how to be smooth and plain funky. And sometimes right it is kind of funky, but it's cool. For we are beyond the stereotype. Coordination crazy, but still it sounds hype. Rocking off and on beat, and I do believe I'm right.
You're right.
Am I wrong?
Yes. Yeah,
don't be mad, be glad I missed the plane. I'm staying with my brothers, Jungle Soul, and the tribe I'm staying. Funky, funky rhymes that always stay in swing. I believe we're doing our own thing.
Sets all the trends from soul to soul on to loose ends. A&R men sign groups like them.
Well, that's where the money's at, honey.
Yeah. The industry's filled with copycats. R&B mixed with sloppy raps. Tribes like us always open doors. But what for? So you can get yours? You ain't into it, all you want is popping. So I ask you please to stop it. Leave me alone, get off my bone. Cause I'm doing my own.
A new seed, a new breed, a new menu to feed the greed. A new pair of boots for a new piece of butt. Sweet daddy, are you there?
Sammy B is on the cut.
Spinning back for a rap that's laid back. Ready to kick back those who give no slack. I may rock and rhyme or may start to sing, but still, I'm doing my own thing.
In comes the mood of Jungle and Daisies. Play the saying, let the vibes raise me. All hold hands and let's walk about. Form a circle and talk about. Don't follow the path that we're stepping. Truth to the soul's what I'm cramming. Reasons for this is the family stronger, like Bob Marley said. Seeing's believing, so see and believe. And let the groove of the new proceed. A whole bunch of love, peace, signs, and fun. So let's do what's got to be done, you know?
was tremendous, wasn't it? That was the Jungle Brothers doing our own dang. That was suggested by Seard, so thank you very much, Seard, for that suggestion. Ahead of that was Lou Bega with Mambo Number 5. Now, why did Rachel suggest that? Well, I thought it was because Bob the Builder, obviously, did a cover of Mambo Number 5. But no, it was used in a scene in The Royal Family, where Jim and his neighbour, whose name escapes me, are stripping wallpaper, and then they dance along to that instead of stripping wallpaper, and it's a delightful scene. You should go look it up on YouTube, because it's fun. So there you go. So thank you very much to Rachel, and thank you very much to Seard for those suggestions, and indeed thank you very much to Ian Robinson for this next suggestion. This is Alicia's Attic with The House That We Built. That we built.
All I
I will never tire of Debbie Harry's vocal on that track. Absolutely beautiful. That was Blondie, Picture This, as suggested by Papa Irish. Picture, because, you know, you hang a picture. That's classed as DIY. Ahead of that, Alicia's Attic, The House That We Built, suggested by Ian Robinson, who I note on Mastodon is not listening live. He is not a live Clive. He is watching some cricket. He is a sportsman. A cricketsman. Anyway, yes, this is the playlist, and as ever at this juncture in the show, I must stop the music and announce next week's theme. Next week's theme is... farming the land and, you know, agriculture and countryside affairs and that. That is another guest theme from Rollo. So thank you very much, Rollo Treadway, for the guest theme. Farming the land and that kind of thing. So yeah, get your suggestions in. Use hashtag the playlist suggestion and my cheeky little bot will hoover them all up in his little tiny mouth. This next one was suggested by Nikki Quote and is Bernard Cribbins.
Right, said Fritz, both of us together, one each end and steady as we go. Tried to shift it, couldn't even lift it, we was getting nowhere, and so we had a cup of tea. And right, said Fred, give a shout for Charlie, up comes Charlie from the floor below. After straining, heaving and complaining, we was getting nowhere, and so we had a cup of tea. And Charlie had a think, and he thought we ought to take off all the handles and the things what held the candles. But it did no good, well, I never thought it would. All right, said Fred, have to take the feed off to get them feed off, wouldn't take a mo. Took its feet off, even took the seat off, should have got us somewhere, but no. So Fred said, let's have another cup of tea, and we said, righto. All right, said Fred, have to take the door off, need more space to shift the so-and-so. Had bad twinges, taking off the inches, and it got us nowhere, and so we had a cup of tea. And right, said Fred, have to take the wall down, that there wall is gonna have to go. Took the wall down, even with it all down, we was getting nowhere, and so we had a cup of tea. And Charlie had a think, and he said, look, Fred, I've got a sort of feeling, if we remove the ceiling with a rope or two, we could drop the bladder through. All right, said Fred, climbing up a ladder with his crowbar, gave a mighty blow. Was he in trouble? Half a ton of rubble landed on the top of his dome. So Charlie and me had another cup of tea, and then we went home. I said to Charlie, we'll just have to leave it standing on the landing, that's all. You see, the trouble with Fred is he's too hasty. Now you never get nowhere if you're too hasty.
Glorious suggestion from Nikki Quote, thank you very much. I'm not entirely sure, it doesn't technically fit the theme of DIY because I don't think they actually repaired anything afterwards. But hey, it's a good tune and I'm sure I've only played it the once before. So yes, that's about it for me this week. Next week is farming the land and such, so get your suggestions in. And I will leave you with this one tune from Steve199 and Seven Sleepers Music. Both suggested this wonderful, glorious, magnificent piece from Johnny Cash. He built it one piece at a time. Good night, champions. Catch you next week.
Well, I left Kentucky back in 49 and went to Detroit working on assembly line. The first year they had me putting wheels on Cadillacs. Every day I'd watch them beauties roll by, and sometimes I'd hang my head and cry, 'cause I always wanted me one that was long and black. One day I devised myself a plan that should be the envy of most any man. I'd sneak it out of there in a lunchbox in my hand. Now getting caught meant getting fired, but I figured I'd have it all by the time I retired. I'd have me a car worth at least $100,000. I'd get it one piece at a time, and it wouldn't cost me a dime. You know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, 'cause I'll have the only one there is around. So the very next day when I punched in with my big lunchbox with help from my friend, I left that day with a lunchbox full of gears. I've never considered myself a thief, but GM wouldn't miss just one little piece, especially if I strung it out over several years. The first day I got me a fuel pump, and the next day I got me an engine and a trunk, then I got me a transmission and all the chrome. The little things I could get in my big lunchbox, like nuts and bolts and all four shocks, but the big stuff we snuck out my buddy's mobile home. Now up to now my plan went all right, till we tried to put it all together one night, and that's when we noticed that something was definitely wrong. The transmission was a 53 and the motor turned out to be a 73, and when we tried to put in the bolts all the holes were gone. So we drilled it out so that it would fit, and with a little bit of help from an adapter kit, we had that engine running just like a song. Now the headlights, there was another sight. We had two on the left and one on the right, but when we pulled out the switch, all three of them come on. The back end looked kind of funny too, but we put it together, and when we got through, well, that's when we noticed that we only had one tail fin. About that time my wife walked out, and I could see in her eyes that she had her doubts, but she opened the door and said, "Honey, take me for a spin." So we drove uptown just to get the tags, and I headed to ride on down Main Drag. I could hear everybody laughing for blocks around, but up there at the courthouse they didn't laugh, 'cause to type it up it took the whole staff, and when they got through the title weighed 60 pounds. I got it one piece at a time, and it didn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, 'cause I'll have the only one there is around. Yeah, Red Rider, this is the Cottonmouth in the Psycho Billy Cadillac, come on. This is the Cottonmouth and Negatory on the cost of this machine there, Red Rider. You might say I went right up to the factory and picked it up, it's cheaper that way. What model is it? Well, it's a 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59 automobile. It's a 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, 70 automobile.